by the two, we got a little further. We'll go back to the two dots. Sadi Amud Beis, towards the bottom, at 12, 15 lines at the bottom. We said in the Mishnah that Gidonash is Noig B'yerach Shal Yemin B'yerach Shal Zman, both on the right thigh and the left thigh. The Gidonash is Noig on both sides. We spoke out in last paragraph, this Mishnah said it's only one side. He says, the Gemara Masis Noig Yavuda, Mishnah Noig Yavuda. This is the time we had in last paragraph, Titan Yavuda Aymer. In Noig El Vachas, by Das Machras, Es Shal Yemin. It's only Noig in one of the thighs, not both. And the Das is Machra, that logic dictates that it should be the right side would be decided to get an Asher's Nagin. Ibayalu, someone has a Shaila, Mifshe Pshitla de Buda, is it Pashit de Buda that is the right side? My Das Macharas, when he says Das, the Das Macharas means my Das, Das Taira, it means he's never proof of the Pesachim. Oy Dilma, Sukhim is Afka, you know, it means it's, he's slipping in Iker Adin, which one it is. My Das, that's like, that means literally, he's leaning toward that side, but he's still Mesupik. So is it for sure one side? And when he says Das Night, it means I can bring a proof to show that's the right one, which is the right side, or does he mean that I'm not sure, Taka, but I'm leaning towards the right side? Now, you pointed out yesterday that if the Malach is facing Yaakov, and presumably the Malach would use his right hand to attack Yaakov, so if he's facing Yaakov with his right hand, he would be grabbing Yaakov on Yaakov's left side. So if anything, you would assume it's the left side. That was the point.
But also, if he's leaning say, towards the right, that means the left side is impaired. That's where he's leaning on the right.
Okay. I think your first part was good. That was useless. Okay, so the point is, the Gemara is going to bring it later on. But Rashi brings over here that the idea is going to be that the Malach when he attacked him, I think I referenced it yesterday when you brought up this. But the Malach actually reached around, meaning like a hug. He grabbed him, gave him like a hug. When you give someone a hug, your arm goes around the back, and so the right hand came around the back and grabbed on the right side of the back. We'll see. Okay, tomorrow wants tomorrow as a shayla. Is it for sure the right side, and he just meant that there's a right from the Torah about the right side, or he's debating? So tomorrow, Tashema, let's make a proof. We're talking about on Pesach, the bones of the current Pesach that are left over, the gidin, the sinews, v'neiser, or general neiser. So neiser is pretty straightforward. Neiser that's left over, when do you burn it on Pesach? You don't burn it on the 15th, because that's still yomtiv. You burn the neiser on the 16th, you wait the 16th, the Chalamayit, you don't want to burn it on Yantav itself. At some is Rashi points out, I'm skipping Yidin on purpose, at some is Rashi points out, are bones that have in them marrow. Since they have marrow, so you have to burn it, because that's what nice. If there be no marrow inside, you won't have to burn it. Now, why are you burning? Why don't you eat the marrow on the bones? The answer is because one of the Pesach say, Pesach. Excellent, that's a Mesish Merba. You're not allowed to break the bones to come Pesach. So you're stuck. So therefore, you have to burn it. So the bones and the nicer, we understand, get burned. What about the Gidin, this middle case, sinews? Says the Gemara. Avin b'hani gidi, this sinews that you're talking about that get burned in 16, my v'dayu. What do we talk about over there? Igidi baser lech linu. If it's talking about the gidim that are like flesh, they're like meat that can be eaten, so eat it. Well, why is it being left over? Vidi aser, an elamai, it was flesh that was left over. It could be eaten, be left over. Hani nicer. It's included in the category of nicer. It's part of the group of nicer. I mean, at some of this is unique because that was the case, but you couldn't eat. So, nicer is general nicer. Why is gidim not part of nicer if it's baser? Says the Gemara, Ella. Gidei tzavar. Elamai, we're talking about the gidin of the neck, which are hard, which are not edible. Ilav baser ninu, lishtinu. So if it's not baser, then you throw it out. The old in a burning nicer is nicer, is nicer than something that can be eaten. Something which can't be eaten should be thrown out. Rav Chiz says, l'nitzcha l'gidin asha, that the chiddush was needed for the gidin asha. Falib Rav Yehuda. Damar ein naig el bachas. Rav Chiz answered, this brisa's din, or I should say it's not a brisa, this is actually, I believe it's a Mishnah in Pesachim. This Mishnah's din in Pesachim, that Pei Gimel, is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Gidin Anasha is only Naig on one side. Now, how does he answer the problem? Very simple. If you hold it's a Suffolk, it's very good. You're Mesupik if it was the right Gid that's Aser or the left Gid. You don't know which one it is. Therefore, you cannot eat either the Gidin. But one of them is really edible, I'm not telling you, you're just not sure which one. And therefore, what's the din? You gotta burn it. You're not gonna call it classic nicer because it's a different category. It's like atzameis, which you couldn't have eaten. Nicer is that which you could have eaten, you didn't. Atzameis is something which you can't eat because you can't break a bone, but there's something there. And gidin also is its own category. So bishlam, the Gemara spells it out for us. Says the Gemara, bishlam is spukim is afkale, with three lines to the bottom of Talyam Beis. Bishlam is spukim is afkale, if you hold that it was a suffix, I skipped. E amrit bishlam, spukim is afkale, shapir. Eli amrit mishma pishitle, if you say it was pushed and that's the right size, So you back the problem. The teir lechle gives you l'shadi. You back the problem. The right gid, which is mutter, he should have eaten. If he didn't, it's part of nice. I'm sorry, opposite. The right gid, which is gid and asher, he cannot eat. Throw it out. The left gid, which is mutter, he should have eaten. If he didn't eat, it's nicer. So what's this new category? Amar Vikar Bar Chanina le'elam emalach mifshta pshita le. I'll tell you really, it's pashat to. It's Pashat of Yehuda. It's the right side that's Aser and the left side's Mutter. Ah, you bother. Why you have this new category for of Gidin? Why is it not included in? Excellent, very good. That's the first answer. Kishavuk v'sevnis arba got mixed up. We told my case for got mixed up. Meaning, once you took it out, you know which is which. And once you took it out, so now it's something which be ikur din is Mutter. Again, according to Yehuda, the left was Mutter, the right is Aser. You're not sure which is right or which is left. Now you left it over. You have no choice but to leave it over and ultimately to burn it. So it's that kind of like its own category, and therefore spelled that separately in the Mishnah, but not a right entire Shaila. Yes, you do.
So you have to burn both of them?
Correct. Way? Now that they're mixed up, you'd have to burn both. Correct. Maker, I think you really only have to burn the left side. By the way, a little deflection. Yes.
But you don't burn anything. Why would you burn
Maker, I didn't, now that it wasn't eaten. And you pissed. I didn't.
The left side.
When I say Maker, I didn't mean once. The first day of Pesach passes and you weren't able to eat it because you know which was which. So now your obligation to burn. Correct. So now you're left with an obligation to only burn the left.
Which is nicer.
Correct.
And the other one, you're burning.
No, you don't have to burn it really. You just don't know which is which.
Right. But
so you're burning both because you don't know which is which.
But again, practically one of the sides you're burning alt's nicer and the other one you're burning.
For no reason. Alt's suffix.
Right.
Correct.
Correct.
Well, it's more than that. I think it's so category even before that. I mean, you point out well that you're burning a non-nicer. I think even the nicer part, it's a different type of nicer. There's nicer where you just left it over, you have to burn it, and then there's a category like at some ice where you weren't able to eat it. This too, you originally were able to eat it, but because it got mixed up, it's in a matzah. Yes, different than that some ice. I agree. But to me, that still would be enough to be a separate category. It wouldn't be, no longer do we have that question. Rav Ashi Amar, a different answer. Again, we're trying to use that Mishnah, Psachim, as a proof that Rav Yehuda knows for sure the right side's mutter. Sorry, Rav Yehuda's Masupik, is it the right side or left side? He's Masupik. And that would be the Pshat of that Mishnah. He said, no, it's Vadai, and it just got mixed up. That's one answer. Answer number two, we're trying to come up with unique reasons why there's a separate category of Gidin being burnt as not included in regular Neser. If you're allowed to eat, it's nice. If you're not allowed to eat, it doesn't have to be burnt. So what's the new category? Unless it's a suffix. Mar says, no, it's not a suffix again. Amar Rashi Amar, Lenitzchol Shamnei. We're talking about the fat of the gid. The Tanya Shamnei Mutter. We learned in the Baisa, the shemen of the gid is mutter. The fat around the gid in a Torah is mutter. If you saw Kedeshim Nagubai, Isav, a Kaisos Kedeshim, and they were not Isav. The Chamim, Kaisos, they took on themselves to treat the Shuman, even though it's permissible, as Isav, just to be extra careful, not to eat the fat around the gid in Asha. Now that we don't eat it, what's going to be? It's going to be nice. You have to burn it. Why is it nicer? Because Mikra Dimat Torah. You're allowed to eat, exactly. So that's a new category. So again, La'ilam, we know which side is Aser. La'ilam, it's only the right side that's Aser. There's no more suffix. What's Aser? And we're introducing a new category they have to burn that's very similar now to Atzamis. It's rabbinical, not biblical, right? Atzamis is Etzma Sishu, but it's a derisive thing. It's rabbinical, but the overall concept is that it's something which I cannot eat from a din or a chumrah, and therefore has to be burned. Yes? I'm not sure you leave everything else. The rest of the animal?
Maybe.
Go weiter. Ravina Amar. Let's see. Ravina Amar. Let's look at Yehuda Amar Shmuel. One second, sorry. Then Ravina Amar Shmuel. Shnei Gidin Hain. To your point, Daniel, there is another case just like that. Shnei Gidin Hain. There's two Gidin. We spoke about that Gomer to the Parak. We spoke that there's an inner Gid and the outer Gid. The Gid Anasha is the, I mean, for the description the Murray is giving over here. Pnimi Samach Le'etzem Aser B'chayev Elav. The inner gid, closer to the bone, again, it depends which way you're looking at it, from which point, inner closer to the bone, right? So that's the one, that's the gid anasha, it's closer to the femur up top, the thigh bone, that's the one that's the gid anasha, that's asar on the right level. That taka, like you just said, pointed out before, would not need to be burnt, because that you're not eating anyway. You only burn nice that you have to eat. However, chit tzavach basar, the outer gid close to the flesh, it's also lower down the leg, asar, that's asar rabbinically, vechayv lav, and therefore, you're not chayav malchus for it because you don't chayav malchus for darabanan, and therefore that portion you're not going to eat it even on Pesach because the darabanan will not get on it. But you would have to burn it al znaisa because the maisa, on a biblical level, it's mutter to eat, so it is nicer. Very similar answer to Shuman. Same exact answer to Shuman. Something that the rice was mutter, the daban is aser, therefore you're going to burn it, but it's a category of something which you're always going to be burning because it's always going to have to be nicer because the rabbinic iser, or the chumr that we took on, will create a situation where you're for sure not going to eat it. Again, these are all good answers, how Rebbe Yehuda can still hold that it's a vadai, the right side's aser and the left side's mutter, not a suffix, and still you end up burning it because of other circumstances, other reasons, these rabbinic issues of chumras. Yeah?
Leaning over something for nicer is not
there, right? We're discussing, it's coming up. We had a few back in the last parak. We're discussing coming up. It's an Aveira, of course, it's a lot. Like Sassimra and Baker. It's actually spoken out by Pesach.
So it's a strictly problematic that the Rabbanim are basically telling you to be over an Aveira.
Great question.
By not eating the Shuman from
great question.
But did anybody have an issue that it's, that I must focus earlier, that it may not even be food? And this whole thing, like, does it have a taste to eat it?
Very good. So Leon asked the same question this morning. That's a very good point. If it doesn't have time, you're saying.
Right.
I didn't see them make this distinction in the Gemara over here. The Gemara spoke about it. Yesterday's daf and today's goes daf. And it's interesting. Liam brought up, I don't know if he was up to date, the best of blood. Right away, he just brought up, I guess he remembers from last time around Shas, that Machlek is whether Yesh Begi, the Menais and Tam. And he's banging on that. I didn't see the Rashi or the Rishon, unless I missed it. So Rishon is speaking it out. It's a very good point. The simple answer would be that we're going with the assumption,
right,
which our parent does. Our parent goes with the assumption Mark Borden earlier and said, are we going in this parak? Yesh begi the minais and tam. We do some nearest tam. And our Gemara fits beautifully if you go with that. If you go not like that, you both have a valid point. So maybe that itself would be a reason why nicer theoretically shouldn't apply. But okay. But to Yehuda's question, the famous the general klal around Shas is that the Rabbanon can be what we call Eikit Avinatayr b'Sheval Taisa. This is the classic Sheval Taisa.
All right. So I mean,
that'll be the answer. So, I mean, it's a great point. He's bringing up. He's asking. By telling you not to eat this. Now, this is even better because this is even correct. So, that's exactly the answer. That's the answer. Exactly, that's the answer. But the point over here could be, maybe just what you meant to say, it could be a little, even a little better. In general, in general, it works this way. The Rabbanim weren't anchor the Isra of Nasir at large.
I know.
It was specifically over here, yeah. Right. I got the truth. Yeah, the truth is you always say the only works to be Iker.
It's very hard for the Rabbanim to be Iker.
No. There's a famous talk about that. The Rabbanim would never. He says, and when there's places where we don't make a gzera, even though it fits criteria of other identical gzeras, because it would come out there completely uprooting the mitzvah, and that's why this whole discussion about by Sheikh Rosh Hashanah, how it works, right? Especially if Maker didn't one day Rosh Hashanah, right? So then the Rabbanim say, if it were full of Shabbos, you don't want Shafer to be Iker full mitzvah. There's a lot of talk in the Mefarshim about this because, again, there's a Sfara. Taz brings the other, I think maybe more earlier, that the Rabbanim's power, even Meshav Al-Tayis, for Iker mitzvah, is only when they're not completely being Iker the mitzvah. Again, in this case, that's the point. What we're saying, they're not completely being Iker.
Isn't it easier for the Rabbanim to be Iker than for the Tayyarah, like Shafer, which is not saved, and to basically tell them to be Iver and not
saved? Of course.
Are you saying it's typically, my assuming is it's more challenging. Like it's harder for me to or for the Rabbanim to say be over a license there. I understand it's a license say.
You say in general a station.
Okay, you work the kind.
Enochami. The klal seems
easier. Correct.
The klal that the Achrayim discuss applies across the board. You see clearly. I mean, it could be it's one of the distinctions that they give. It could be what you're saying. It could be that's the answer. Since I'm saying Alayse. But the club, those who ask the question, that's the classic.
Okay.
Right? That's the classic. But the cloud that they discuss, they apply it both by these laces. Okay. Look
them more. It's hard for me to understand
as well. Okay, go ahead. Another raya from the following Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in this Masechta coming up this week, later this week, in 5 La. We said if he eats from a kazayas, from Mizeh or Mizeh. What does it mean, Mizeh? Well, how do you touch that? From the two Gidim. Which two Gidim? Right side and the left side. Seifek Arba Ashbainim, you get 80 Malkas. Rav Yehuda Eimer, 8 Seifek Arba. No, you look at 40 Malkas. Only one set of Malkas. Now, Yerbersham, Mifshep, Shikli, Shaper. Now we can write it the other way. If you hold that it's Pashit, that the right side does it, not the left. So it's very good. Why you only get 40 Malkas? And more important, I should say even better, it's very good why you get Malkas at all. Because you can say, if you eat this side, and this side is the right side, you get Makas for it, period. But if you hold that, Rabbi Yehuda's Masipik, which side's Aser? The Rabbanim make perfect sense. They say both sides are Aser. So any side you eat, because I'm assuming it's two separate eatings, you get a separate Makas of each one. Simple. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're not sure which side's Aser. If you hold the Suffolk, how could you ever warn the guy? So, excellent. So the premise of the question is, with the father, he calls it the Chosvik is very good. Very good. The premise is, Achal mizeh kazayis, umizeh kazayis. By splitting it up, you're not doing it at the same time. That's the answer to your point. Says the Gemara, the Gemara is going to bring up exactly that same Gemara that you referenced that we just had last prayer. It's a whole chazar of the Shakar Taya. So, very good. Word for the same Gemara. Says the Gemara, Eliyam is speaking of Safik. If you hold that, according to me, that's a Safik. How can you give any Malkus? It's a Safik. You should be able to use the numbers of Safik. Have you just of the opinion that Safik is not a Safik? Where is that? Like the case you just referenced, the Tanya, we looked at the Raisa. He calls it a Chazvik Gazer. If one hit one of the fathers and then hit the other father, as obviously one father. What does it mean? The case was a guy did not wait 3 months, or the wife did not wait 3 months to get remarried after the divorce. She got remarried right away. Now, a baby's born 7 months later. We're not sure if it's a 7 month baby to the second husband or a 9 month baby to the first husband. If this child now goes and hits both fathers, says this Braisa, if he hits one and then subsequently hits the other separately, Kilo azeh b'chaz b'kilo azeh, or he curses one the other, then he curses the other separately, or the chayr of this case would be a kolshkein, he calls shem azachas, he kills shem azachas, he hit them both at once, or curses them both at once, that's exactly what he does referring to. So the Tanakam, all these cases, chayim. Tanakam is chayim, because he doesn't care even if one or the other, essentially he's not makbid on Azra Safik, we'll see. We don't remember v'azachas chayim, v'azachas apater. He says no. If you're hitting them both at once, you can warn with certainty, if you carry out that slap, that you're hitting both fathers at once, you're chayim for hitting your father. Or if you curse both at once, you can say guaranteed if you do that act, you're chayef cursing your father. Over there, asra works. But if you give asra for A, and he hits A, and asra for B, and then he hits B, since by the shas each asra, you don't know for sure that that's the father, it's called asra safik. So if Yehuda is clearly of the opinion, asra safik is not asra. So getting back to our case, if he's mesupik, if it's the right thigh or the left thigh, how could he be over even 40 lashes, even one set of malchus, you're not sure each asra is asra safik? Says the Gemara, we have a different opinion from a Tana in the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Dama Asra Safik Shmasra. Well, Asra Safik is called Asra. Where do we see this? The Tanya, Mamashar Sugya, Laisa Simon Abaykin. This Pasuk of not leaving over Naisa by Pesach, the not leaving over Naisa by carbon is talking about the Karban Pesach, actually. That's the source. It applies to other Karban as well. But it says the Simon Abaykin. And then what does the Pasuk continue to say? Ba Naisa Berad Baykin, Baishas Raifa. Don't leave over to the morning. And if you did, then you burn it. What is that? That's giving a positive commandment, following the Leisa say. We call that in Hebrew, a lav, hanetik laseh. Says the Gemara, bakas we can say achal laseh, lemashen like a lav, divrei b'yuda. It's a lav, it's kek taseh, even though normal lav and you get malchus, for this lav you won't get malchus, because it's nitik laseh. That's what b'yuda shita. A back of argues, back of memory, lemashen mazah. You won't get malchus, I agree, but not for that reasoning. El mashen lav, shem ha-maisa. Again, this is the point that we wrote before. This is, you touched on this. It's a lav shem ha-maisa, right? It's a passive shefatayis, the lav shem ha-maisa, and the lav shem ha-maisa, and the lav. But it comes out that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaakov in this conversation are giving different reasons why you don't get malchus, either because lav nitik laseh or because lav shem ha-maisa. But there's a better reason. It's a asra safik. You can never say for sure, pinpoint, we spoke this out before, this idea, it's a deep concept, when it's time-related, it's always going to be asra safik, right? Because, yeah, I can tell you, by tomorrow, you for sure blew it. But you can't pinpoint a moment. Even if you have a great ma'izmanim, and you have a clock, and you can say, at 6:04, 6:04 how many seconds? How many nanoseconds? You can never break in. If you can't give asra to the moment, that's called asra safik, because I can't tell you exactly the second you're being over, and therefore, that's an element of asra safik. And yet, Rabbi Yehuda held, no yinok amalkas, not because asra safik, because it's lav nitik laseh. Rabbi Yaakov said, no yinok amalkas, because it's lav shem ha'maisa. But what happened to asra safik? Obviously, according to this interpretation, Rabbi Yehuda, who's the first Tana, holds Asra Safik, is yes, Asra. Says the Gemara, don't be bothered that you're right, you have a member according to Rabbi Yehuda, Asra Safik, Asra. I can tell you, but our sikh is going with the opinion that Asra Safik is Asra. So therefore, if you ate both thighs, and he was warned by each one that if you eat this and the one that's Asr, you're going to get Malchus, and he ate both, he'll still get Malchus, he'll get 40 lashes. So it could be, again, we reflect the Raya, we called according to Rabbi Yehuda, Asra Safik, and still he would incur Malchus. Tashima. And this is going to be a successful riot.
According to the Rabbanan, if you normally if you're over the same avir of the halakha, you get two
malchus. Because I have two separate.
Well, Well, let's say he had two kazisim for one of the gid.
First of all, malchus by definition is not one alone. It's warnings. There's warnings there.
So you think he warned him the second time?
Sure. Separate kazisim, separate warnings. We did have a mandamer in this, I believe it was in this mesecta, not so long ago, that held that every kazayis could be a separate chiyuv, but the pashas is what I was telling you, that the case is separate warning, separate kazisim. Separate eating, separate kazisim, separate
so
warnings.
He would have eaten two kazisim from the same gid, also two separate warnings, he also would get eaten.
Separate, yes. We're going to see very shortly that it's very not mustaver to have that. Actually, most kitten don't even have one kazayis. Yeah, we're going to see. We're going to see that coming out. But in theory, correct. Yes. Yes. Tashma. We had this mesechta. Tishna. I think it was related when we had this more recently. Tashma. Achal shnei gidim b'shnei reichos b'shnei bemis. If one ate two gidanashes from two thighs from two animals. Now, before we even go further, I mean, let's read what's the first of Tanakh Kamsa say. Which one? 80 lashes. I read the Emir in a 40. Now, before we even go any further, Emir is going to spell out for us. Why are we talking about two gidim from two thighs from two animals? Mm-hmm. According to the Rabbanan, the same difference would be if you're talking about the same animal, right thigh and left thigh are both aser. So the same halacha would apply. The fact that you're going to two animals automatically is speaking whose language? Sorry? Exactly. So Rabbi Yehuda's language. And why would you go to two animals? It must be because we know for sure it's the right thigh that's usher. Really just building out the Gemara. It's the right thigh that's usher. And you need two animals to get to two right thighs. That would be the male, two animals. Otherwise, again, if you're not sure which thigh is usher, right? So you invite it back to the same issue. Excellent. Gemara's question.
Right.
Very good. Gemara's going to address that in a minute. You're right. Gemara's going to address that.
But it makes sense.
100%. 100%. You're both right. Gemara's going to address that issue. It's going to get back to what you just touched on a minute ago, how big the thigh actually is. We'll get there in 30 seconds. Uh-huh. But before that, you're right. The number 40 is still not going to be explainable. But the fact that he went to two animals, now we could explain. Without that, we have no reason to go to two animals. For the Rabbanan, you don't need it. For a Yehuda, if it's a Safek bite, it doesn't make a difference. So it must be, you took me to animals because you want to get the two right thighs. So the Gemara's going to hold this as a foolproof. This is a clear raya. Can I read the hold? It's vade the right thigh. And the Gemara sticks with this right. Let's read inside. It says, Pshita, with the Gemara of Shtei Reichel and Shtei Behemoth, the fact that you went to two thighs for two animals, Pshita to violate the Surah, Pashtim talking about both thighs or usher. Otherwise, why are you looking to find two doubtful animals, two doubtful thighs? You already have them in one. So, Ula Behuda answered, it must be Ula Behuda. Shabbat no Bishop Pshitle, must be, it was Pashtim Behuda that what? That it's the right thigh that's usher. So when he said it, Das Machras, he means I've arrived from the Pesukim, and that's going to be the whole focus of the next Gemara coming up, and it's going to get us even into more of an Agadus to Sal Gemara. Fine. But the proof is, the old, that it's for sure the right side, it's one thigh, the right thigh, and the left thigh is Mutter. Shema Amina, ask the Gemara what both Yehuda and Mel asked. So if it's Pasha, it's the right thigh, you have two right thighs, two animals, why attack only 40? It should be 80. Loki Shmainim. Let's make a Zayas. The case talking about was each kid of Nash does have a Kazayas. And there's a fundamental machlokes here. The time you live at the Kazayas. If you eat a kid of Nash and it doesn't have a Kazayas, Chayiv. Tanakama, the Rabbanim there say, Chayiv. And why Chayiv? Because it's like when you eat an ant. If you eat exactly, a beria, precisely. It's in a complete entity. If you eat an ant, the person eats an amala, an ant, right? It's a full entity, it's a beria. And therefore, he's Chayiv. He's Chayiv for it. So to hear, the Chum holds, Tanakam holds, that the Gid and Asha, if one eats all Gid, even though it's not the he'll incur Malkus. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Ad Sheva Kazayas. It's interesting, Rabbi Kanner pointed out to me this morning, that he was very bothered why the Bryce just says, Achlai, that if you ate it, there's no Kazayas, you still you get Malkus. It should say, if ate the, I mean, I guess Achlai means the entire Gid. I mean, it's obviously the Taish, but it's funny. Achlai is not so clear. You ate, I guess maybe it goes without saying. But achlei has to mean the entire. It's a very important detail. It's got to be, that's the whole point. Bury it. You got to eat the whole thing. Okay. But Yehuda Eimer, Achib Kazayas, it's got to be Kazayas. Yehuda Eimer, berry's not good enough. The whole thing's not good enough. It's got to be Kazayas. So that was the contributor. If you ate from two different Gidim and you totaled the Kazayas, you know how many Malkus you're going to get for that? Even though you ate two Gidim, you're only getting one Malkus. Because all you had was one Kazayas from it. The time am I? Now we came back to, we've established Yehuda holds. It's the right side that's usher. Everybody says right and left. Reader says it's only one side. Which one? Namely, the right side. Fact. No longer suffix. What's the source? We're going to be multiple sources. Amar Rava. Amakra. I think we guessed this one yesterday. Maybe you remembered it from last time. Hayerech. Hayerech. We quoted that Lasha Basak. Hayerech. Miyumana Shabiyerech. It's the Miyumana Shabiyerech. I mean, we cheat a little bit. Rashi actually brings that source as well. Hayerech means the right one, the Mochashav one of the Erech, which would be the right side. Rabbanan. What did you do, Hayerech? That's coming to teach you that the Isra of Girnasha goes into the entire thigh, the entire gid, lafuki the chitzen, that's not going to be usher, that's not part of the Isra, it's not part of the thigh that's usher. It's tafka the gid that runs through the whole top of the thigh, that's the part of the whole yerech, that's what's going to be usher. So the Isra deraisa, like we spoke about before, the inner gid and not the outer gid. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar, different source. How you know it's the right side? This is a long line to be logic, Mel. It's definitely a very nice thought process, but it's what we spoke of from Rashi earlier. That it says Beyafki Imai. What does that mean? Ka'adam Hefka is Lashon like when he's fighting with him, but it's he grabbed the calf of Yaakov Yaakov. Beyafka Vidarshan is Lashon of Chayvik is Chaveri Viyadam Agas the calf Yimin is Chaveri. Someone was hugging his friend and his hand reached around, so it reaches around to the left side. Again, the presumption was that the Malach was using his right hand. Shumar Achminam, another source, get Chav Nidalei, that the Malach appeared to Yaakov as a guy. And the Bustalach of the Mamar, who was taught in the Breisa, this is a Breisa and a Vajzard of Chafei. Yisrael Shitful Evachav Maderech, Tefle Yimin. Let's say you walk in the road and you find yourself accompanied by a guy. Make sure the guy is on your right side. The right side is typically the strongest side of a person. You want to have your stronger arm to fight him off should he need to attack you. So you always have the guy to the right side. Yaakov Vinu presumed the Malach was a guy. It appeared to him like an Evachavim, Esav Malach, and therefore he had the Malach on his right side. So if the Malach attached his thigh, which thigh would he hit? The right side. Similar idea, but based on a different concept. Shua Acha, coming to Rav Papa, Rav Amar, Ba'ul Amar, no. Ketam Chacham in the light. The Malach appeared to Yaakov, Ketam Chacham. Dam Amar, same idea, where the Ketam Chacham to be. HaMalach, Min Rabbi, raise the boor. If one walks to the left, to the right, if he puts his rabbi on the left side, he's on the right side, he's a boor. Right? He's supposed to have the rabbi on the right side. So again, same idea. Yaakov, you know, had the Malach on his right side because he treated him like a Tamar Chacham. He thought he was a Tamar Chacham, therefore he was on his right side. So again, which side would hit? Would hit the right side. Rabbanan would say, both Gid and Usher is an Usher. So how do they understand what happened in the fight? They understand that the Malach came to Yaakov from behind and he grabbed both sides, both right and left side at the same time. Rabbanan, I guess what it would do with that possibly darshan to be like a hugging. This teaches you that Beyavka means when they fought, the avak, the dust of their feet, rose up to the kisei hakavid. And the Rashi that speaks about over here, the other verses appear later on in the Gemara, this idea that what happened, Yaakov's struggle with the Malach of Esav, is representative of future struggles that are going to take place in the future. And the idea is that the dust reaches the kishon hakavod means it's a continuous fight that will take place, that the struggle that's going to take place for Deridaris in front of the kishon hakavod, the Esav and Yaakov. And the cloud was the avak of his feet. The Torah avak of his feet. So you see again the avak reaching the feet, reaching in front of the kishon hakavod. Moshe Levi. Because it was slipped out of its place, and it moved upwards. The strength was slipped out of the spot. It was nasha, it was moved, and they became weak like women. Women are the weaker gender physically, so they became like the men's strength were sapped a bit like women because their strength was slipped away. The pasuk says that Hashem sent this pasuk Yeshaya. Hashem sent a matter, a dover in Yaakov, and it fell to Yisrael. What does that mean? Dover be Yaakov, somebody said Yaakov is a Gidonosha. The actual Gidonosha, the pain happened in Yaakov. Vinachim Yisrael, Shapash Yisrael be Yisrael. And Vinachim Yisrael means that the Yisrael was patient in Gaisal, the Yisrael was Deridurus in Yisrael, which again, we spoke out as Machlaikis, if the Yisrael of Gidonosha is only for Gaisal, even Benayah. But the point, even so, Lemaisa, it happened to Yaakov, and the Yisrael went out to his children. Again, we pointed out just before from the Rajva. Over here, it's actually brought down from other Tver. Zachar wants to bring the same idea. But again, this is like a Maisav Samabanim, that this idea is that not Stam, that Yaakov was hurt, and the kids have dinim, it means there was a warning for future generations that if you do tshuva and act properly, Esav won't have a shlita over you. But if you don't, you're going to have the same issue that your forefather had, that Esav attacked him, he'll be subject to the same problems. Amar Beis Bechanina, Maitach Sivet Tver Tavach Hachin, when Yosef told the servants to prepare a meal for the brothers, he said two things, Tver Tavach Shecht, Hachin, and prepare. So Tverch Tavach means shechted, make sure it's shechted properly. Paralam Beis Shechita. Show them, basically, show the brothers who shechted properly. Farsha pointed out, even though it's before Antara, the brothers are makbid, they have proper Shechita. Bahachim was Bahachim mean? Told Gid Nashim if they him. bring the Ganasha in front of them, show the meaning, bring it, to remove the Ganasha in front of them. Hachim means prepare it now in front of them. So you're preparing in front of them to remove the Ganasha in their face. Why again were they preparing the Ganasha in front of the brothers? They were Bnei Neich still. This goes like the Madama says, Ganasha Bnei Neich. As they says, you just spoke out a minute ago that you're Makbar and Shechita. And over there you said, because even though that's quite the Madama Torah, the brothers were Makbar themselves to have Shechita. And Yosef knew that. Knew, so Ganasha too. They're Makbar. So, Tayseb answers that Rami, the Lashon of a Hachin was Mashma that it wasn't just a Chumrah. It was a requirement. They needed to do it. If they needed to do it, it must be it was a din of Bnei Neich, also a makbid, otherwise it wouldn't be such a strong lashon of a hachay. The first thing, a different issue, and that is that Yosef L'Chair was trying to hide that he, at this point, that he was his brother, right? He was just preparing a meal for this family. If he's trying to hide his brothers, he's busy with shechitas and getting Russia and not going to figure it out. And the simple answer is, certainly for shechitas, that yeah, they were aware of the Jewish, even though again, it wasn't a mitzvah al-biteri yet, but that these Jews from Canaan, they were makbar shechita. He figured it out. Ganasha was a bigger problem. Ganasha was a bigger issue. And the first one about the Taka, how was he able to show them, have the servants serve up and show they're not doing Ganasha? If he didn't know more about the Zinim, wouldn't that be a big reveal? Exactly.
I mean, the answer is next to serve the
honey club. Yeah, but that's what happens.
I know. I'm just saying that.
So again, they want to say a similar answer, but if the Ganasha is a Shechita, maybe just like Shechita wasn't such a secret, Ganasha also wasn't a secret. Okay. So Gemara. Vayavas Yaakov, Levad, this is Yaakov fought alone. He remained there alone. Vayavas means he left there alone with this ish, right? Vayavik Ishimai. Amar Blazer, Shashayim Alpachimutanim. Why was he there alone? Because when he traveled over with the people, with the family, he brought all the big Kalim. But he left the small Kalim, then he went back to get him. Makan Sadikim. Here is the proof that by tzaddikim, it's chaviv to them, they're mama more than the guf. Why? He did a dangerous thing. Because they get their money, it comes by the way, honestly, money that's earned honestly is kosher geld at a certain chashivas, and he didn't want to give it up. The first point out that Bayada says, avada chas b'shom, they don't really hold it more chasher in their lives. Avada everything. It just means that they're willing to go through, you know, physical pains. Two, and this mamish I could say at Shabbat Shmaya, I was actually listening to a shiur today on Tainus, Daf of Gimel. I'm learning Tainus, I was in the car for a while, so I was in the shiur, and it came up exactly a Gemara with the grandson of Chayni, Hamagel, who was doing a whole bunch of story of things that seemed questionable, and he explained everything. One of the things he did was, when he walked to a place of thorns, he lifted up his beged, and he walked through the beged, and the thorns scratched his feet. They scratched his feet. Tainus, Daf of Gimel. The thorns scratched his feet. And they asked him, why did you do that for? He said, very simple, because my feet will heal. You get a little scratches, it can get amends. My clothing, apparently didn't have a good tailor, but seems to my clothing won't be able to heal. So they showed the same idea of chaviv m'mayinyes m'gufan. And again, so says the Ben Yada, that connection to Akamar is perfect, actually. If it would be something that would be actually really dangerous, chas v'shalom, you don't say chaviv m'mayinyes m'gufan. It means something which is a little inconvenience, or a little discomfort, or a little pain. They're willing to give it up because the money is Kaddish, was earned honestly, earned Kedusha, they don't want to lose it. The other ones take a step further. They don't want to come to poverty because the money that they had honestly was used up, and now they'll put them at the worst matzav. He fought with fellow till Alei Sejachar. We learn from the story that they fought till Alei Sejachar. Sounds like Alei Sejachar would have been safe. So you don't, should go out at night, because at night when you have the danger of, like in this case, fighting with the Malach, that's where dangerous people present themselves at night. There was going to be a whole bunch of other sources not to travel, at Tamachachab at least, not to go out themselves at night. Rav Abba Bar Kana Amar, Mehacha, he brings a different source, top of a base. Hine Uzeira, Sagarin, Asarin, it's talking about the advice that Nami gave to Rus to go find Bayas. He's going to be out in the field, he's doing the winnowing, and you'll find him there. Now, why are you going to find him there? Because he's not going to walk back to his house at night. Now, Rashi points out the obvious question. Yeah, the problem is being out traveling at night alone on the road by yourself. Presumably, being out in the field is just as bad as worse. Therefore, Rashi doesn't ask the question, but he says the answer. Rashi builds an answer and says, and the reason why Bayez didn't want to come back was a separate issue. is because it's a gnaif tam chacham to go out at night because it looks like he may be engaging in promiscuous activities. Someone who's walking around at night looks like he may be behaving improperly and he's sneaking around doing what he's not supposed to be doing. So it was a different, it's really a little bit of a different, in this case, it's a different nekuda. It's a different nekuda really than what we were talking about, which is not going out yechidi at night. We were talking about from a safety perspective. Now Rashi is bringing it from a Maris Ayin perspective. But the reason why it's supposed to say it is because the question we just spoke out that staying in the field is worse.
Why are we bringing this down about the way he's staying in the field?
That he didn't travel back at night. That's exactly the point. He didn't go out yechidi at night. He stayed in this place. He didn't go out. From the safety perspective, we're saying that's not the issue here. We can prove a traveling perspective. A difference was, Avram woke up in the morning and he saddled the donkey to go out. It's talking about when, this pasuk? Exactly. So he waited till when?
Daybreak.
Exactly, because he didn't want to travel at night. Why is everyone okay with that? He was traveling with Eliezer, with Yitzchak, with maybe other servants. Who the only issue is not traveling to Bechidi. He asked the top the question. Jason says it's a different Vyashkim. It's referring to the Vyashkim, not by the Akedah, rather Vyashkim, a biker, Elamakim. It's a different pasuk. Yeah, Vyashkim is that he ain't going to sleep, he didn't stay up all night, and he got up early to do it, but the point is, still, why do you wait in the morning? Then go at night already.
No, I'm saying, so if Jason is saying it's not going on the Akedah,
there's a different pasuk where it also is a Vyashkim. That's it.
Bereshit
Yitzchak.
It's different by Vyashkim.
Correct. Bereshit Yitzchak. This is Vayashkam Rebbeke that Pashas is referring to in our reading, Vayachvish, is Bereshit Chav Beis. So he says it's not referring to that Vayashkam. It's referring to Vayashkam a few prakim earlier by Sedaim. By the turning of Sedaim, Vayashkam, he got up early to go down to Sedaim, so we wait in the morning, he don't want to travel out at night. Rabbanan say, Mehacha, he has another source, Lechra Re'ez Shalom Achecha, the Shalom. It says, go and see your brother, Zachar, send Yitzchak to go see Shlem Achecha, to go see. When could you see? Only by day. You can't see at night, so he sent them only by day. Rav Amar Be'acha, Yisrach Le'Hashem, it says the sun rose for him when he passed Peniel. The sun rose for Yaakov. Amar Rabbi Kiva, Sha'alti Yisrach Le'Miel, Mesir B'Shua, B'Illas, Sha'im, it's Machlik, it's actually, if that's ready to write, done, the sun rose for him. So you see that the sun rose for him so he could travel. So that's it, that's the Raya. And the next Gemara is really just related, but not vital part of the Raya. That you only travel by day. Others will say it is part of the riot. We'll read it as a separate statement. I asked Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua in the market of Imam, the meat market, when they were going to buy meat for Rav Gamliel's chassid is making. The sun rose for Yaakov. The sun rose for Yaakov. It rose just for Yaakov. It rose for the whole world. So I asked him this question. Rav Yitzchak answered. Now, if you notice, Yitzchak wasn't the people that asked the question. It was Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua that were asked the question. Rav Yitzchak's answering. So the first one to say that, Enochami, that it was Rav Yitzchak who's quoting what the response from Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua was. Rav Yitzchak, the response was, Shemesh, and by the way, the importance of the fact that they were in the market buying meat for the chasa is just an indication that even when they're busy doing, I don't know, material activities, but being busy buying meat for the mitzvah, what was their sicha? Their talk was always in learning. Okay. Amar Bitzak Shemesh Abba Bavurai, the sun that rose once for opposite. Abba Bavurai, the sun that set in order to get Yaakov to sleep in base El to sleep by the Hamaria. Zercha Bavurai, that same sun rose by Bavurai. That was what the pasuk was trying to reference. The Chsiv Eitz Yaakov Be'er Sheva Yecharona. It says in Parshat Ve'etze, Yaakov went out from Be'er Sheva, he went to Charona, Chsiv, he'd come back and he reached the place. Right? He spent the night there. And the Chazal Medayik, the Lashon, he reached the place. What's going on over here? What happened was, Kimat L'Charon Amor, Yaakov got to Charon, he said, Efshar Bat L'Makim Shabbat L'Vaisai, Anil L'Asfalti, I passed the place where my father's Davin, I didn't Davin there, Kariyav Dayt L'Medar, once he had a mind to go back, Kafz L'Ara, by the way, we've spoken about in the past, the difference between Kfitzas HaDerech, and, I'm trying to remember the two Shprachs, Kfitzas Aretz. Yes. Kfitzas Derech is that, let's say, I mean, you know, we answered questions in the Chumash here on this, so just reference it quickly. Kfitzas Derech is that, let's say you're traveling from Toronto, you drive from Toronto to New York. Let's say the drive should take 8 hours. Kfitzas Derech is that you traveled we'll call it the some odd 550 or 600 miles, whatever it is, to drive to New York, maybe it's more, but
485.
How much is it?
485.
Perfect. 500 miles to get to New York. right? You travel the 500 miles, but instead of taking 7.5 hours, you got there in 6 hours. So you traveled, you traversed the space, but it just took a shorter time for some reason. You had miraculous, malateva, fine. That's kvitzas adera. Kvitzas aretz is where you didn't actually travel that space. Where you are was moved to be right there. We answered whole shnei there in the beginning, in the parsha of the psukim there, based on this idea that over there the Yaakov had kvitzas aretz, that he actually didn't travel it. The land was at the two lands. Basically, New York became next door to Toronto. So you'd have to travel there. It became next door. Okay. Anyway, small diak in the lashon here. Kavtzale ara. Miyad bith kamakam. So right away you reached the place. You got right back there. Second, you might go there. You got there. Kavtzale bayil meder. After you finished davening, you went to go back to Choron. Amakash baruch hu zeh lebeis leini. You took leina. The sadly came to my place of dwelling and I'm going to send him back without spending the night here. Miyad b'Hashem b'shem. Kavtzale baruch hu caused the sun to set right away early, causing Yaakov to spend the night there. So Kamar Ksivi Kachmavi Amakam, right there in the Pesuk over there, says Yaakov took from the stones, plural of the place, of Beisel, put it around his head, but it says that when he woke from the morning after having his chalim, it says he took the stone. Is it stones or the stone? Famous Kamar Amar Bitzchak, notice there, Bitzchak again, Mamash is Kachmal Eisabad, Mamakamachan, it teaches that all the stones gathered to one place, Kachas Machas Amarath, Allah Nechzak is Rashay. Each stone said, I want the Tzadik to rest on me, and Tanav, so they came to one spot, Tanav Akul Niblu, and the Bryce says further, they actually became attached. They connected to become one stone in order that he should be resting on that one stone. It's interesting because the Pesach learned that he put the stones around his head to protect himself from animals. So if they all become one stone, unless it became one attached stone that went around his head still. But if they all become one stone, only about 5%.
I assume it was just a bed pillow. It was a barrier.
The way, for some reason, the way I remember it is that it was like a protection for the animals. So if that's the case, it's a... I mean, they say that the famous in the yeshivas that how many stones do you put on his head? Very good. Right? Corresponding to Tol Shvatim. So, right? Okay. But the point is, I remember also seeing somewhere that it was as protection. So it's a little funny if they defeat the purpose if they merge into one in one spot. If they merge into one, but they still spread the whole area, then it was going to be, if anything, better protection. Okay. Ve'achleim v'hinei sulam mutzavarts. It said he had a dream and there's a land. There was a ladder standing on the ground and it reached into the Shemayim. Tana. Kamarach Meshul Zulun. How wide was this ladder? Shemayim Tlafim Parasois. It must have been 8,000 Parasois wide. Why is that? Tchsiv. Hine Malachalikim. Elim Verdamai. The Malachalikim were going up and down. Plural. Elim Shnayim. Verdam Shnayim. So two Malachim up, two Malachim down. And if they're going up and down and they pass each other, there's got to be enough space for how many Malachim at once? Four. Very good. How wide is the Malach? Tchipag by the Dadi Havla Abba. When they pass each other, there's four. Uchsiv by Malach. It says by the Malach. Uchviyase Kitarshish. It says the body of the Malach was like the size of the Tarshish Sea. And we have a say, Tarshish, Tre'afi Barsiavi. The Tarshish Sea is 2,000 amos wide. So if you have four malachim side by side, it's 8,000 amos wide. And remember, this is all was a dream, a vision. So, okay.
Or the two sides of the ladder.
Okay. Tana. Ayil Mestakel Midgeni Shemala. The malachim went up and they were Mestakel in the Midgeni Shemala, the image of Yaakov above. They saw him on the Kisei HaKavod, right? They saw on the Merkava Lamala, as Shanadgi's Gavan, on the Merkava, they saw that the verse of Yaakov, the Yordan, then they came down, and was talking with Yaakov Shemata, and they saw the image of Yaakov below, Boy Sakune. They were like almost like jealous of him, and they wanted to harm him. Miad Vini Hashem Yitzelov. Right? The Pasuk says, that's what Vini Hashem Yitzelov. The Malachim were troubled, they were jealous. The same Yaakov, who was a human of this world, he has a place older than the Merkava of Shemayim, and they wanted to harm him. So Miad Vini Hashem Yitzelov, Rabbi Kanan pointed out, interesting, that if you learn his two separate Malachim, two separate sects, that is very good. You have four malachim side by side. But if you're telling me the same malachim were in Shemayim and then came down, so it's Olam Yardim would be in the same malachim. So unless you say, right, before you bring the Dike, Olam Yardim, there were different sets going up and down at the same time. But this seems to have, it's the same ones that were in Shemayim with the ones that were also down here. If it was the same ones, then you wouldn't have four anymore. You'd be down to two. Okay. Amar Shem Malakish, Yomai Mikkosik Efshel, I'm ready for this. Pastor saying you couldn't take Adam Shemainath Albanai. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was like a person protecting over his son from like the heat, like being maineth, like blowing on top of his son to protect him. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was hovering over Yaakov to protect him. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was acting like a father protecting a son. So I want to explain actually that the Malachim didn't want to hurt him on purpose. They just were so they were so taken by this vision, this person who's faced in Shemayim also, and they were gonna like steer it, and Mistakel, and that itself could have burnt Yaakov, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu fanned away the heat, the flames of what could have been. Hartz, Shasta, Chekhov, the land that he slept on, is land that I gave Akash Baruch Hu Hashem, the God of Avram and Yitzchak, and the land that you're lying on, I'm going to give to you and your children. My Rav would say, what was so special about this? Amar Yitzchak, meaning, how big is the land that Yaakov is lying on? It's 4 hours big. He's a person. Malamit Shikafla, Akash Baruch Hu, this fits with the whole cups of Arif, by the way. Kafla, Kibba Akash Baruch Hu, Kalar Yitzchak, Akash Baruch Hu folded up the Tarat Yitzchak, in order that would be easier for his children to capture. Very interesting. By folding nothing underneath them and making him be kind of this land and saying this land belongs to his own children, that made it easier for the children to conquer at a later day. I know we didn't finish the Amud totally, but it's more Gata, and we'll finish it tomorrow. But I want to.